Special Teams Player of the Week. Kind of cool.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, like I said, I try to do my best to contribute to the team, and to get that honor is a real privilege.
I know sometimes rookies are told early on this is your path to getting playing time early on. Did you embrace that from day one, that special teams would be a good opportunity?
Oh, yeah. You know, even before getting drafted, I know that was going to be something, you know, to kind of put my foot in the door as a special teams, and meeting with Tobe and stuff. And he told me that the same thing, you know, that's where you're going to make your impact on this team, as special teams. So, you know, I just took that and ran with it.
I know special teams is big at every level, but when you get to the top level, do you see the impact of what you can make in special teams in terms of, you know, field position, just a few yards here and there, make a big tackle here and there?
Oh, yeah. You know, Coach Gibbs, he talks about it every week, you know, special teams can really help the team, and making sure that they don't have good field position and putting us ourselves in good field position. So, yeah.
Where were you when you found out that the league recognized you?
We had a team meeting, and Coach Reed, you know, just said my name and kind of threw me off guard because he never really said my name, and then he said that, and I was shocked. So I was in team meeting.
Who was your first phone call to? Have you let your parents know yet?
I have not. My phone has been going crazy since then, and with meetings and stuff, I haven't really had the time to really call or say anything to anybody. So,
DJ, how do you improve upon last week's performance?
We just gotta stay hungry, you know, and keep fighting and trying to get better with every snap. And there's always improvement. And, you know, I looked at that game, just that one play really put me on the map. But plays before that, I didn't really have that great of a game. So, you know, there's always room for improvement.
What's it like for a young guy getting ready to play in his first playoff game?
It's amazing. You know, I count my blessings. You know, I have a lot of guys that, you know, that wish they could be in the NFL and have not had that opportunity. So I continue to live out this dream and do what I can day to day.
What's the difference in, you know, maybe today versus, you know, the previous weeks? I mean, is there something different about the locker room, the building, if it's the playoff game or not?
No, I think everybody, you know, we had that mentality coming into camp. You know, I don't think anything's changed. I don't think we're all hungry and we're going to just keep fighting.
Of your teammates, who's the most inspirational speaker that you expect to hear from before this big game?
Justin Houston.
Really?
I think having that guy out there, he's a great inspiration for everybody. And also EB. You know, you can't go wrong with EB. You know, going through what he's been through and coming back and making the Pro Bowl and stuff. So, yeah, those two guys are amazing.
Do they speak softly, or are they like cheerleader, loud yell kind of guys?
No, I mean, they're just calm. You know, they're not too over the top. You know, they're just great guys.
In a block punt situation, when you're kind of making your way in, what's the thought process of, I've got a chance at this versus I better not hit the kicker or we're going to be in trouble?
It's kind of a happy medium. You know, that whole play, just I keep replaying in my head, and I was kind of confused because the guy didn't block me, and then I thought it was a fake, and then I seen the punter go down in his regular stance, so I said, oh, I guess I better block it because I'm going to run into him if I don't. So, you know, it's kind of a happy medium.